I can see it now. You're standing out there in the garden with a shovel in one hand and a bottle of ibuprofen in the other, wondering why, despite all the sweat and the turning of the earth, the weeds are winning and your plants look like they're just barely hanging on. You were told that to grow a bounty, you had to break the ground. You were told that the soil is a stubborn thing that needs to be conquered, ripped apart, and fluffed up every single spring. But what if I told you that every time you plunge that blade into the dirt, you are effectively tearing the lungs out of your garden? What if I told you that the very act of tilling is why you're stuck in a cycle of back-breaking labor with diminishing returns? Welcome to the truth. Today, we are talking about why you need to stop killing your soil, why no-dig is the secret to scaling. Most people think scaling a homestead means buying a bigger tractor or hiring help, but the real secret to growth isn't more iron, it's more life. If you want a garden that feeds your family without feeding on your sanity, you have to stop fighting the biology beneath your boots. We're losing the war against the weeds because we keep inviting them to the party, and today, I'm going to show you how to close the door on them forever, while your soil does the heavy lifting for you. Think about the forest floor for a second. Nobody goes out there with a rototiller to prep the ground for the oaks and the maples, yet the growth is lush, resilient, and eternal. That's because nature has a no-dig policy that's been in place for millions of years. When we come in with our machines and our shovels, we are performing a violent act of disruption. We are shattering the Delacut networks of mycorrhizal fungi, those tiny, white, hair-like threads that act as the internet of the soil. These fungi are the ones that actually feed your plants, reaching out further than roots ever could to grab phosphorus and water. When you dig, you slice those connections, forcing your plants to start from zero every single season. It's like trying to run a business where you fire your entire staff every Monday morning and expect to hit your targets by Friday. It's exhausted, it's inefficient, and quite frankly, it's the old way of doing things. The Farm Fresh way is different. We don't work against the earth. We partner with the existing infrastructure. We recognize that the soil is a living, breathing organism, and our job isn't to be its master, but its guardian. When you flip the soil, you're also performing a massive wake-up call for every dormant weed seed in the top 6 inches of earth. Those seeds have been sitting there, waiting for a hit of sunlight and oxygen to trigger their growth. By digging, you are literally planting your own problems. This is the struggle most homesteaders face. They spend 80% of their time weeding, because they spent all of April tilling those weeds into existence. It's a hamster wheel of exhaustion. But when we transition to a no-dig system, we scale by subtraction. We subtract the tilling, we subtract the weeding, and suddenly, you have the time and energy to manage twice the acreage with half the effort. It's about psychological freedom as much as it is about physical yield. Imagine walking into your garden in mid-July, and instead of seeing a jungle of pigweed and crabgrass, you see a clean, dark, chocolatey layer of compost with your crops standing tall and proud. That isn't a pipe dream, it's the natural result of leaving the soil structure intact. We're moving from a mindset of extraction to one of stewardship, and that is where the real profit lies. So, how do we actually do this without it becoming a muddy mess? The tactics of scaling no-dig are surprisingly simple, but they require a shift in how you view dirt. The first step is the smother and cover. If you've got a patch of grass or a weedy mess right now, do not reach for the plow. Instead, reach for the cardboard. We're talking plain, brown, non-glossy cardboard. Lay it down right over the weeds. This creates a physical barrier that cuts off the light, killing the existing vegetation while providing a feast for the earthworms. This is your foundation. On top of that cardboard, you're going to layer at least 4 to 6 inches of high-quality, well-rotted compost. This is where the magic happens. You aren't planting in the ground, you're planting in the mulch layer. This mimics the natural leaf litter of the forest. The cardboard eventually breaks down, the worms tunnel up to eat it, and in the process, they create vertical channels in your soil that allow air and water to reach the roots of your crops. You've just outsourced your aeration to a billion tiny workers who don't ask for a paycheck. Common pitfall number one is being stingy with the compost. If you try to do no-dig with just an inch of mulch, the weeds will punch right through, and you'll go back to your shovel out of frustration. You have to commit to the depth. I remember a neighbor of mine, let's call him Jim, who laughed at my cardboard piles 3 years ago. He spent his weekend wrestling a heavy walk-behind tiller, gas fumes everywhere, sweat pouring off him. He looked like he'd been in a wrestling match with a bear. By June, his soil was baked hard as a brick because he'd destroyed the soil structure. and the weeds were taller than his tomatoes. Meanwhile, I was sitting on my porch with a glass of iced tea because my no-dig bed stayed moist and clean. I didn't have to water nearly as much because that thick layer of compost acts like a sponge, holding on to every drop of rain. When Jim finally came over to see why my garden looked like a magazine cover, I showed him the soil under the mulch. It was cool, it was damp, and it smelled like the floor of an ancient forest. That's the farm fresh difference. We scale by working smarter, not harder. Scale also comes from the permanent bed system. Once you lay these beds down, you never, ever step on them. Compaction is the enemy of growth. By keeping your feet in the paths and your hands in the beds, you ensure that the soil stays light and fluffy forever. Think about the physical energy you save. No more annual prep, no more heavy machinery rentals, no more aching lower back. You just add a fresh inch or two of compost to the top every year, and you're ready to plant. This allows you to scale your production, because you can get your seeds in the ground earlier, while everyone else is waiting for the mud to dry out so they can till. You're already out there planting your cool season greens because your no-dig beds drain perfectly and warm up faster. You're gaining weeks on the season, and in the world of homesteading, time is the most valuable resource we have. The result of this transition is a homestead that feels like a sanctuary rather than a job site. You'll start to see life returning to your land in ways you didn't expect. The bird population will increase because you have more insects in the soil, the healthy kind, the ones that break down organic matter. Your plants will be more resistant to pests and disease because they have a robust immune system, powered by those mycorrhizal fungi we talked about earlier. A healthy soil leads to a healthy plant, which leads to a healthy human. It's a closed loop of wellness. And the best part? Your cost of production drops to almost zero once the system is established. You aren't buying chemical fertilizers because the compost and the soil biology are providing all the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium your plants could ever dream of. You are scaling your impact while shrinking your footprint. I want you to take one zero-cost task away from this today. Go out to your garden area or the spot where you want to build one and find a square foot of ground. Dig up a small chunk and look at it. Is it gray, crumbly, and lifeless? Or is it dark, full of roots, and crawling with worms? If it's the former, don't be discouraged. That's just your starting line. Your task is to find one large cardboard box, remove the tape, and lay it over a patch of weeds. Put whatever organic matter you have on top, grass clippings, old leaves, or kitchen scraps, just that one square foot. Watch what happens over the next month. Watch how the earth underneath begins to transform. That's the beginning of your no-dig journey. Once you see the power of biology over horsepower, you'll never want to pick up a tiller again. You'll be ready to move from the struggle of the old way to the abundance of the farm fresh way. Scaling isn't about doing more, it's about being more, more observant, more patient, and more aligned with the natural world. When you stop killing your soil, you start growing your future. And trust me, the view from the porch with that glass of tea is a whole lot better when the garden is doing the work for you. Next time, we're going to dive into how to manage the water in this system to ensure your homestead stays hydrated even in the heat of a dry spell. But for now, put down the shovel, grab some cardboard, and let the earth breathe.